Welcome to another episode of Crossing Soccer Borders, a podcast focused on the growth of CONCACAF soccer and part of the DynamoTheory.com network. My name is Rudy.
And I am Rodrigo.
So today was an interesting day. Rodrigo, I got to interview Sip Hendrick, which you know very well. I got to play with him we met him at San Jago and Why Not, so that's another episode. This week we'll have basically a double header of episodes. That one already is up and going, and hopefully this one won't be too late after that. I do want to apologize real quick for last episode. I told Rodrigo, I'm like, dude, I put the episode kind of on a rush, started listening to it back again. And I was like, holy crap, I put the unedited version, which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. We don't necessarily cut or anything, but it was definitely, thing need to be edited. Like, I'm going to have to edit this one eventually. But then I deleted it and posted again, and then the volume was all jacked up. So I apologize for that. We had like about 20 listens or so by the time all was said and done. So I apologize for those. But Rodrigo, how's your day going? I see you playing with your dog.
It's been a pretty busy day, busy at work, and now with the little ones here at the house. It's going pretty good, though. We had some, like you said, we had you had the interview with Sip, and then we also had some pretty good news from, I guess, the Houston Dynamo. So I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, man, that's a perfect transition to that. So it was a really big news. I actually watched the entire press conference. It was kind of like during lunch for me. I think it was right at noon Central Time, and it was very cool news that we get a new minority owner named Ted Siegel, and the guy looks legit, man. He looks like he's ready to spend some money. He obviously announced that Tim Parker, who is a very talented defender, got an extension for 3 more years, which is really good news that we'll have him longer. They also mentioned that they signed a teenage Hadibi, got signed as well, and they're just awaiting for his visa to be approved. And then the other good news is they hired, I forgot what they named it. He's not the GM. It's some kind of made a position for the guy, but it's a former Texans, I believe he was a president or general manager. I'm blanking on the guy's name, but anyways, he's looked like he was doing a really good job, and I'm very excited. Dude, anytime that we can get somebody in the city that believes in the city, in this big city that, you know, it's a soccer city and has a great potential, so good to see that somebody may step in and actually put some money into the team. Hopefully that puts us higher in the payroll average, because we're like bottom of the table. And but no, man, exciting stuff. What do you think, Rodrigo, about that?
Yeah, I'm definitely excited. I watched the press conference as well. Most of the whole thing. I think I just kind of skipped out on the open questions at the end. But no, I mean, he seems like, you know, he said, he wants to make Houston the number one team in the MLS. But yeah, it's all going to come down to, you know, spending on players more than anything. Like he said in the press conference and on his questions, that, you know, he'll do everything necessary for that to be possible. Obviously, taking recommendations or obviously the input of the coaching staff and everybody around the Houston Dynamo. And he'll just be the guy to, per se, put the money down. Hopefully that's good news for Houston Dynamo.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's great news. Super exciting stuff. Obviously, he's mid-league. Well, not even. We're about a third in the league. So, you know, maybe when the transfer window opens, maybe we'll see some spending. And who knows, maybe we'll finally get to see an actual DP come into the lineup. That's all we can wish for, but time would just tell. But again, super exciting stuff with the Dynamo, with our Houston club. But let's also remember, though, that, you know, sadly, the current owner, or sorry, the former owner, minority owner, Gabriel Brenner is still there. James Harden is still there. There's some, I think Oscar De La Hoya is still there. So we'll have to see exactly what that's going to look like in the future with the team. But it's not like they did much when they were there. But who knows? What would you want to see them buy, Rodrigo? And maybe the, you know, when the transfer window opens up again. And, you know, obviously we're going to lose a lot of guys to the Gold Cup and qualification and stuff like that.
Honestly, at this point, rebranding and, you know, all the changes that have been made, new management, I think it's time to finally at least give people what they want. And this is like an international star. Bring somebody of a big name that's still, you know, and, you know, still have some good years ahead of them, and some kind of captain to the team in that aspect. As a player, you know, at the top of my head, there's a lot of good ones that I can think of right now, but at the same time, it doesn't really matter. I think a midfielder player, you know, with more experience, a little bit of attacking mindset, I think that would be good for the Dynamo at this point. We do midfield maestro for them. That would be great.
Well, that's good for now for the Dynamo. But hey, you want to move on to our next topic being Mexico? That being that obviously they're banned for two of their first home matches with no fans due to the whole episode with the, you know, obviously the FIFA and the confederations trying to stop the homophobic chant that we are also used to listening or hearing. For the goalkeepers and why not, but yeah, man, what are you thinking about that?
I mean, I understand, you know, that the world is changing, I guess. People are not, there's things you can't say and cannot say. To me, in the past, it's something that you don't want to, I guess, you know, have the younger audience hear. But at the same time, I think it's, you know, it wasn't meant to be offensive to a certain type of person. But, you know, it is what it is. Times are changing. The people really have to kind of, you know, start going or abiding by this new rules before we get Mexico national team kicked off, you know, or banned for a couple years or so. We know what they've done to the fans back then in England with the hooligans, and, you know, the whole different aspect of the game that has changed for them, you know, after being banned. So that could always happen to Mexico. You never know, but yeah, it's just something that I guess we gotta improve as a country and as a national team as well, and just fans overall. I mean, you know, people go out there to enjoy the game for their kids, and obviously you don't want to hear that as well.
Yeah, like I mentioned in the past, I mean, you know, you and me were young enough to go to those games when kind of the chant started, and it was like all fun and games, never necessarily meant, I guess, to be offensive, like you said, to a specific type of person. It was more of kind of like you're letting the ball go through and just messing and psyching the goalies. It is what it is. You were a goalie. I'm sure you got it even playing in, you know, amateur status per se. Yeah, no,
it's a former goalkeeper, you know, and I've heard this my senior year, more than anything, of high school. There was a pretty big, I guess, Hispanic team that we played, and they had a good fan base. And they, you know, they were going all out. It was a popular thing to do with chant. And it really gets in your head more than anything, you know. And I get it, you know. It's a thing that you're trying to take advantage of, the, like a home field advantage when you do this. Because it does, in my personal opinion, it does affect the goalkeepers. We see it every time, you know, the goalkeeper gets frustrated and they just start trying to fake out the crowd. But they're still going to say it. They're still going to say something. So I get that aspect. I guess I can always change it to something else that's going to be annoying for a goalkeeper. But yeah, just overall, I think we just got to do better.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad that it has to be so drastic. I've talked to some people and they're like, why are they messing with this now? Why do they care? This is the woke, blah, blah, blah. Dude, like, you never should go to your mom's house or your friend's house and call someone a puto. You know what I mean? It's like, you know how offensive that would be? So you're not saying it again. As a Mexican, we know that that is used more of a slang more than anything. But again, these are the times, right? But Rodrigo, anything that you've noticed that you want to talk to before we close? I know it's going to be a really short episode. There's not a ton of CONCACAF matches obviously going on. We had a ton of matches with the Nations League and qualifications in the last 2 weeks. But we finally get like a little break and we'll start the Gold Cup pretty soon. and qualifiers as well. But anything, I mean, if you want to talk the Euro, I didn't even get to watch any of the two matches. I was kind of busy during that time, but I'm hoping to catch one of the four tomorrow. So whatever that is, but yeah, go for it, man.
Yeah, I know we've been having some exciting matches, Euro, but I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about the Dynamo, how they did this weekend. They played LAFC, as we had mentioned on our last podcast, and they were playing in LA. Obviously, they ended up getting a 1-1 draw, but like I had mentioned, you know, a player that had impressed me recently in this last couple of games was Ruti. And again, he shows up on the stat sheet with a nice goal. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. Late games, obviously like a 10 o'clock central, but one of those games, packed match in LAFC Stadium, Bank of California. I don't know why I said that. But such a big point. It's a huge point for the Dynamo to take. I mean, we all know that they the word is they suck playing on the road. So getting a point in such a tough area or such a tough stadium. LAFC is definitely struggling. It's not the same LAFC of the past couple years. But doesn't matter, right? The Dynamo went there after a three-week break and took that point. Like you said, Ruti is just scoring. I think he has 5 goals now, which I'm pretty sure he's like top 2, I think, when it comes to the scoring, top 3. And so, I mean, the dude is just doing a heck of a job. He's obviously, he started out kind of cold. We've mentioned in the past how he just seemed very lethargic. And just seemed very, very slow when it came to the attacking part of it. We know that he's high pressure, definitely a favorite of Tar Ramos. But no, I mean, the dude just keeps scoring. He keeps shutting us up. And it seems Christian Martinez will be leaving soon. So, I mean, right now he's a striker. So, yeah, man, super good stuff from them. Yeah, but I guess that's all we want to talk about, unless you want to jump in again, last minute stuff. If not, hey, hope you guys enjoyed this episode against a short one this week. We hopefully, at least we gave you a doubleheader. Definitely check out the other. I think this will be episode 14, but episode 13's up again. Like I mentioned, we were able to interview our friend Sip Hendrick, who enjoyed a very good career playing in the MLS and the USL. So yeah, check it out. And with that, keep crossing soccer borders.